Hello there. Happy Tuesday and welcome to another day of Consciousness Circle. I'm here to talk to you today about the sextile between Venus and Aries and Saturn in Aquarius. Whenever we have this connection, this is, in a nutshell, the cosmos asking us how committed we are to that which we feel connected to, attracted to, that which we value, especially when it comes to relationships. But before I really get into the astrology of it all, I want to touch on the fact that our values, our sense of worth, our sense of what we want to commit to and give our time and energy to has inevitably changed. I think that it's obvious because of the last 12 months of how that has unfolded. But astrologically speaking, that was the point. Pluto in Capricorn, which still remains very active and will be in Capricorn for a few more years, is this transformative power in the sign of Capricorn that tells us your foundations are still shifting, your foundations are still transforming, the structures from which you build your life are still being looked at, they're still being revised, reviewed, and questioned by ourselves, by no one else, by ourselves, whether we realize it or not. So here we are in this cosmic opening of Venus coming together with the sun, the equinox, all this Aries energy telling us to move forward. And we're trying to navigate a brand new way of building something, building a relationship with ourselves, building a project, right? So at the same time that we are trying to build something new, we are trying to figure out from where within us we're building from. And that's really crucial because it's like we're figuring things out as we go along. We're moving away from this concept of trying to have it all figured out and then acting to figuring it out along the way. And that type of action, Aries, takes a lot of commitment. And it takes a lot of commitment that is detached from a result, Aquarius. Commitment, Saturn, detached from a result, Aquarius. Those are a lot of different dynamics working out at the same time. And yet, that's the point. And yet the cosmos present us with this perfectly balanced energy of different in different ways that seems so uncomfortable to us. So it's like, it's us asking, wait a minute, you mean to tell me that I'm not only meant to release my old structures, that I'm meant to create new ones, but that I have to move in order to understand what that is? Yes, that's exactly what the cosmos are urging us. And to our very Pluto in Capricorn mind, in the way that we are used to having our lives structured, right? So we're, for the most part, here's a silly example. We went to school, we went to college, we got the job, and then we did all of the stuff that comes after that, right? And now Pluto in Capricorn is transforming that status quo and saying, things don't have to be that way. And for some of us, we rejoice. Like, yes, I was never really about that. I want to do things differently. And then when we're presented with the opportunity to do things differently, we're like, holy shoot, how do I do things differently? This is where we are, right? So, to value ourselves, to find ourselves worthy of committing and going after that which we want in a brand new way requires that we understand our own self-worth and self-value in order to move forward in that direction and find ourselves worthy and valuable enough to be uncomfortable in order to move in a new direction. It takes a lot it takes a lot, especially in a very conditioned society that we live in, to say, I am valuable enough to make a mistake. I am worthy enough to make a mistake. It doesn't decrease my value or my worth to be human and try something new. And if it doesn't work out in the first time, it's going to work out in the second or third or fourth or fifth time, because that's how much I want what I want. If you've been in my classes before outside of Consciousness Circle, one of the things that I've said about 2021 is that 2021 is a year of assimilation. We are assimilating to completely new energy that is taking us outside of our comfort zone in order to build a new reality. Therefore, we keep our intentions the same, and we have to remain incredibly flexible in the approach, because as soon as we feel that we've taken two steps forward, we take one step back. Two steps forward, one step back. It's like cha-cha with the universe, okay? And look, because of really ingrained conditioning that is geared towards perfection, that step back feels like a step back. Instead of it being an opportunity to review from a wider perspective, we're conditioned to believe that we've made a mistake, that we've failed, that we're doing things wrong. And let me ask you, so what? So what if we did something wrong? How committed are we to what we desire? To take two steps forward and then have the opportunity to take a step back and again view the situation from a wider perspective is what will then allow us to take another two steps forward. And then we take a step back, view from a wider perspective, and then take another two steps forward. My point is that slow and steady is a great pace, and that's what Saturn represents. And this is an interesting dynamic again, because Venus is an Aries, and Aries is about passion, is about I want things done yesterday. Saturn, regardless of the sign that it's in, reminds us that to build something that is long-lasting, whether it's a relationship with ourselves, a relationship with someone else, a project, a job, a home, anything that we want truthfully from our heart, it's better to go slowly than to try and rush in the passion that Aries represents. Right there, you get a glimpse as to how Aries energy, yes, it ignites us. It fills us with passion, especially in Venus. But at the same time, you come to realize how moving fast all the time isn't enough to build something long-lasting. This is why this Venus and Aries sextile Saturn in Aquarius is so freaking beautiful. And guys, we have not had this alignment in these signs in 30 years, because the last time that Saturn was in Aquarius was 30 years ago. What does this tell us? This tells us that this alignment or this aspect that is happening and that will really be active throughout the month of April, which is a beautiful thing, gives us the opportunity to not only begin to build something long-lasting, but to get in touch with ourselves from a different place. Remember, we went through a year of transformation. We went through the last 12 months of transformation, and now here we are on the other side trying to build something new for ourselves. From what space within ourselves are we building, and can we or have we cultivated the patience that it takes to build something long-lasting and something truly meaningful that we feel passionate about? That's what Aries is there for, Aries and Venus. You have the opportunity to build something long-lasting, Saturn in Aquarius, that it's probably different than what you've built before, Aquarius, but that you actually feel passionate about, Venus in Aries. That's how we take advantage of this energy. This is such a beautiful, beautiful energy because, again, the dynamic of the different of the planets, of the signs, of their energy, it's so different. It's so different. And it does take us outside of our comfort zone. What do I feel passionate about? And am I worth going after that which I feel passionate about? That's where we stand. And so traditionally, Venus-Saturn connections are about satisfactory relationships, right? Satisfactory, very Saturnian. Relationships, very Venusian. It's in this space of satisfactory relationships and quality time and feelings of responsibility and commitment that we can really settle in. We can settle in this contentment of the now, in the presence of our passion. When we are in the presence of our passion, we can hold space for passion and patience at the same time, but we have to recognize our worth. When we bet on ourselves, we understand that no matter what it is that we desire, regardless of how grand and big it is, we will get there. But we gift ourselves, not just with the gift of passion, but with the gift of patience. Do you see the difference? Do you see how being present in every moment of every day, which is hard, this is where meditation kicks in, or breath work, or yoga, or anything that allows us to just bring ourselves back to the present. It allows us to come back to ourselves and say, I am worth the long run game. I am worth someone committing to me for the long run. I am worth committing myself to my project for the long run. I'm not in a rush because what is meant for me will not pass me. So I hope this was helpful, and I hope that you join me tomorrow, Wednesday, for our first live Zoom class in which I will talk about what April has in store and how this beautiful sextile between Venus and Saturn will continue to help us out. Have a great Tuesday.